to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. Singing and Other Sins is the only radio program in the world that focuses on art song, that assemblage of poetry set to music by a classical composer. This music is sung usually with piano accompaniment. And on this edition of Singing and Other Sins, you'll hear art song, also called Lieder, sung by Christa Ludwig. We're celebrating her 85th year with two programs of Singing and Other Sins. Professor Maya Hoover joined me to interview Christa Ludwig by phone from Vienna. But before we hear some of that conversation, let's hear Christa Ludwig sing Der Einsame im Herbst, The Lonely One in Autumn, from Mahler's Lied von der Erde.
Es gemeint mir.
That was Christa Ludwig singing Der Einsame im Herbst, The Lonely One in Autumn, from Mahler's Lied von der Erde. The Philharmonia Orchestra was conducted by Otto Klemperer. As promised, here is the beginning of the interview Maya Hoover and I recorded with Christa Ludwig. This is Gary Hickling speaking. And
yeah,
with
hello,
me,
Gary.
Good day to you. And with me is Maya Hoover, a mezzo-soprano who teaches at the university here.
Pleasure.
Ah, hello.
Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, too, and you excuse my terrible English.
No, it's beautiful. Thank you.
No.
Would you like to speak about your Lebenslauf, about your mother and father?
You know, it was very easy with me because I was born into a family where both parents were singers.
Yes.
My mother was mezzo-soprano, and she sang the same roles than I sang, and I was lost on stage, and lost in the audience because I was always in the operas. And I knew Elektra and all the terrible, difficult operas when I was 8 years old.
Oh my
so
God.
It was normal that I had this profession, and when we were bombed in 1944, I was 16 years old, and we had nothing anymore, and I only had this voice, and I could sing for the American officers, and I had some money with singing. So, and I started singing because I had always a voice.
But you had actually been trained by your mother. It wasn't.
Yes, but you know, I was trained during I was on the engaged, because I had my first engagement with 17 years, and then I was lucky my parents divorced, and my mother was with me all the time, and so we were together, and she taught me here.
That's wonderful.
While I was singing, while I was already on the stage, because I had a beautiful, naturally voice, and I had no high notes, but the high notes I learned every year one half a tone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did that continued until you became a soprano?
Oh, no, I didn't become a soprano. I was always mezzo-soprano, and I sang some soprano roles, but I sang always in the, let's say, in the oratorio, in the Passion, St. Matthew Passion, and so on. It was always the mezzo-soprano or alto. No.
Well, when I think of you singing Leonora, I guess I think, well, that's really almost dramatic soprano.
Yeah, of course. And you know, I listened to my mother. She was also mezzo-soprano, and she sang Fidelio, yeah?
Wow.
And and she ruined her voice with Elektra. And but I listened to her Fidelio when I was a child, and I was so, enthusiastic about Beethoven and Fidelio, that my only wish in my life was to sing once Fidelio, and then I could die. Yeah, and you know, when I was asked to sing Fidelio, I was overwhelmed by happiness, and when I sang it, I was really afraid I have to die now, because it was so my wish to sing once Fidelio. And it was, of course, my child of sorrow, because I never awaked in the morning like a soprano. I was always like a rave. A bird, yeah?
A raven.
Mm-hmm.
Raven, yeah. And I thought, oh my goodness, I have to sing this night so high up. What am I doing?
That was Christa Ludwig, who you just heard reminisce about singing Beethoven's Fidelio. Let's hear her in a live performance of her big aria.
Es mit mir.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins. That was Christa Ludwig singing the recitativ Abscheuliche, Horrible One, and aria Komm Hoffnung, Come Hope, from Beethoven's Fidelio. Now let's return to the interview with Christa Ludwig. Maya Hoover and I are curious about the many pianists with whom she sung Lieder. You recorded a lot, and I thought you might say, oh, well, my favorite Lieder recording was with Bernstein when I did the Brahms.
Yeah, with Bernstein, it is, you know, Bernstein was not a Lieder begleiter, a Lieder pianist. No? He was a pianist, and I sang with him, but he was always fantastic. But it was not like an accompanist for Lieder. He made a whole orchestra, and this was fantastic.
What about with Gerald Moore? Did you enjoy...
No, I didn't like him.
Uh-huh.
He was too British. No, he was a little bit stiff, and I didn't like this. And it was also in my very early singing Lieder, and I was not so good, no. I was better when I knew what it meant and the text that I could... interpret the text, and so it was better.
But someone like Eric Verba then?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So you enjoyed working with Verba?
Yes, because, you know, there was a little quarrel about Elisabeth Schwarzkopf and Verba because of Hugo Wolf. Because Walter Legge said always Hugo Wolf, also a little bit British, yeah, I say a little bit stiff. And Eric Verba, he said no, he was Viennese and he was crazy in his later life. And so it has to be more lebendig.
Lebendig, yeah, very lively.
Lively,
mm-hmm. Lively. And so I loved much more Eric Verba and not so much as Schwarzkopf did. So. But these are so minimal things in interpretation, so it doesn't really matter, no.
So would you say that your preference for pianist is very dependent on their flexibility that will allow you to really interpret the text, or do you?
Yeah. And because I think you sing it for many years, and from one year to the other year, you have another interpretation, but because you understand it much better and you have another approach to the text and to the music, of course. And it is always me who is singing, and I have to sing it my way. I did it my way, and this is what I think it came to the audience, because I gave everything I had in myself.
Let's make some comparisons. You heard Ludwig speak about her work with pianists Gerald Moore and Eric Verba. Here are two Brahms songs that you'll hear twice, once with each pianist. Can you guess who is who? One hint, Eric Verba's Lieder were recorded live at the Salzburg Festival.
Oh.
Christa Ludwig sang two performances of the Sophische Ode by Brahms. The first was with Eric Verbe, the second with Gerald Moore. Then you heard Die Mainacht, also by Brahms. In this case, Gerald Moore was the first pianist and Eric Verbe the second. By now you have some idea of the range of music that Christa Ludwig sang. It's hard for me to convey what an iconic place she held in classical vocal music over 40 years. She was the German mezzo-soprano that one thought of, bought LPs of, and listened to on the radio, or, if you were as lucky as I was, to hear her sing a whole recital of Brahms and Wolf in Munich. Speaking of Wolf, this was really her favorite composer to sing. Let's hear Gesang Weilers, the Song of Weiler, and Auf eine Wanderung, On a Walk or On a Wandering.
Purpurnem Gewölbe.
You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, this edition celebrating the 85th year of the mezzo-soprano Christa Ludwig, who you just heard sing two Hugo Wolf Lieder. The first was Gesang Weilers, the Song of Weiler, and then Auf eine Wanderung, On a Walk. The pianist was Gerald Moore. For those of you who tuned in late, here's another chance to hear Christa Ludwig sing Mahler. From his Rücketlieder, we'll hear Ich bin der Welt abhanden gekommen, I'm lost to the world, and Mitternacht, at midnight.
Thank you.
That was the star of this program of Singing and Other Sins, Christa Ludwig, with Otto Klemperer conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra in two of Mahler's Rückertlieder, Ich bin der Welt abhanden gekommen, I'm lost to the world, and Um Mitternacht, at midnight. Next week, tune in for the second Christa Ludwig program. Many thanks to Maya Hoover for helping me with the interview. This is Gary Hickling. Aloha.